This is CliffCentral.com.
It's time to check in with Sean Saunders and find out what's going on in Beyond Bitcoin. Sean Saunders, of course, the CEO and founder of Revex, a company which we have been talking about for some weeks now. We're just a few days left of that special offer. They've got this this really interesting risk-free investment offer where if you put in 5,000 Rand and you back one of their indexes, if you make money, you get to keep all the profits. And if you lose, they'll get you back up to your 5,000 Rand. Now, that doesn't happen too often where people are willing to put their money where your mouth is.
Yeah.
So you might want to get involved. Hey, Sean, how are you?
Morning, Gareth. Yeah, very good. Thanks. And yourself?
Awesome, man. How's the risk-free investment going?
Well, the market's been down, I suppose, over the last bit.
But lots of takers?
Yeah, no, we've seen a ton of takers. So Revex has been paying quite a few individuals off, but it's been great. It's been good to see so many people get into the crypto space.
Yeah, I think you sometimes have to whet people's appetite and give them a reason to try something new if it's working good for you. All right, let's just talk about something that a lot of people are throwing around at the moment. I've heard at dinner conversations and so on, people talking about Libra coin, which is, of course, very topical because the U.S. lawmakers are up in arms about it. It's Facebook's new cryptocurrency, right?
Yeah, it is Facebook's new supposed cryptocurrency. It's not exactly out in the market just yet.
Mm-hmm.
But essentially, it's meant to be their digital currency. And they're going to be accompanying it with a Calibra wallet, which is the online account of sorts that will store this Libra digital currency. It's meant to be launched, as I mentioned, in 2020. And what's different about this is that it's an asset-backed digital currency, which means that every Libra token will have its value fully backed by hard currencies like dollars, euros, yen, and probably some low-risk investments such as government bonds, maybe some gold. And this is different to fiat currencies that we have today that are only partially or fractionally backed by reserves and banks.
Tell me quickly, how many cryptocurrencies have a similar structure? How many cryptocurrencies have a similar kind of attitude to being backed by real currencies?
There's not too many. There's certainly a few. There's a few cryptocurrencies that are backed by gold.
Mm-hmm.
There's others that are looking to be backed by property. But what's really interesting as well with what Facebook's looking at doing is by putting short-term investments into a currency of sorts, it means that essentially you could be saving with your investments and spending with your investments. So think about owning a Naspers share as an example,
mm-hmm.
and being able to save every month in that Naspers share and spend out of that Naspers share. So you're constantly saving rather than using fiat currencies to do so.
Right. And it kind of blurs the line between investment and saving.
Yeah, very much so.
So why is this a game changer? Is it just because Facebook has so many users and even a tiny percentage of those users would make enormous scale for this Libra?
Yeah, so I mean, looking at the latest World Bank statistics, there's 5.7 billion adults on the planet today. And, you know, those are the adults that don't have bank accounts out of the total that are the 7.7 billion people in total.
Right.
And sorry, let me repeat that. That's completely wrong. There's 7.7 billion people in the world today.
Right.
And there's 5.7 billion adults. And mm-hmm. there's 1.7 billion of those, according to the World Bank, that don't have access to a bank account of sorts, right?
Okay.
So having a global digital currency that can move across borders instantly at near zero cost with nothing more than an internet connection, that can be a game changer. And I think secondly, just coming back to my previous point there where you can kind of save with this investment of sorts. If you think about, you know, a lot of people in South Africa would view saving with dollars or pounds as, you know, means to actually hold value.
Yeah.
And you know, if you think about what's happening in Venezuela or what's happened in Zimbabwe, you've seen mass currency depreciations.
Yes.
And hyperinflation and all the rest. So being able to store your wealth in a hard currency or hard asset of sorts, I think would be welcomed. And us in South Africa, I think we know this feeling pretty well.
That really is interesting. I also am sure that governments hate this because it disintermediates them. They can't get their greedy hands on all of it, and they can't monitor too much of it, which has its good and its bad, right? But what is the latest on these Senate hearings that were held in the U.S. last week? Why is the government opposed to Libra coin?
Well, Facebook aren't exactly known to be the beacon of trust. So when you're looking at taking personal spending data mm-hmm. that could become the property of Planet Facebook, It means that they get more power. And I think we should remember what happened with WhatsApp a few years ago when Facebook actually bought that messaging application. They promised that they would never share user data. And 2 years later, they were sharing it between the two entities. So the worry is that the same thing could happen with Libra, even though they're saying that it won't, or they wouldn't take the data from the various Libra accounts. I mean, you never know.
What do you think about it? Do you think that government's biggest fear is that Facebook isn't trustworthy, or that they actually want to be able to oversee all of these transactions and be able to take their slice of the pie? I mean, probably a few of them are, a few of these, and I'm talking not just of the US government here, but a few of the governments all over the world are purely interested in how they can extract tax from these things.
Yeah, I mean, of course, I think...
So they speak with a forked tongue because they want us to believe that they're trying to do this because nobody trusts Facebook. Meanwhile, nobody trusts them either.
No, that's true. I think naturally senators, various lawmakers globally need to better understand what Facebook are offering. So I think that's the first approach, and they need to do that, and that'll take some time. But naturally, I mean, you've got Facebook, which I think as of their last numbers, they had 2.4 billion people on Facebook and then 1.5 billion people on WhatsApp. That's more than any single country in the entire world.
Right.
That means that if you have a currency that essentially can be used by this many people, you know, will the dollar go away? Will the pound be affected? How will this affect small currencies like the rand or, you know, all these other small currencies? It's quite interesting.
I love it. We're living in such an interesting time. I don't see this happening in 5 years, but I can see somewhere in the future where people will be able to, you know how you select like on a drop down menu, you'll be able to select whatever country you want to be a citizen of on a drop down menu, not only the countries, but you can also, you know, join up a community on like Facebook or WhatsApp or Instagram or wherever else, and that would be your country.
Yeah,
I can see
that
happening.
We're living in exciting times, very, very exciting times.
Beautiful. All right, so you can buy any of the crypto bundles in July, and Sean will guarantee your investment for an entire month. Well, you've only got a few days left of that, but you can join up now. Use the promo code RISKFREE. That's one word, RISKFREE, to guarantee your investment. And Leanne even looks like she's excited about this. She knows nothing about Bitcoin.
I would have to take the risk-free option because I'm not very good at this stuff.
All right, Sean, anything else you want to throw in this morning?
No, nothing. That's good. Just thought it would be quite interesting. I mean, look, Libra, it could accelerate the adoption of cryptocurrencies. I think it's just we are seeing the emergence of this global digital token from Facebook. What's going to stop, as what you've just mentioned, having a drop-down menu for different digital currencies or different countries?
Sure.
You know, why not have Bitcoin? Why not have Litecoin? Why not have one of these other cryptocurrencies? That just becomes something that's a little bit more normal from a day-to-day aspect.
And that you don't have to rely on some bureaucrat making a mistake to create or destroy value in what you've saved.
That's exactly it.
Yeah, very good. All right, take a look at Revix. Go to revix.com and find out more, and you can check out more on cliffcentral.com. It's all available on our page. Just click on the Revix link, and you will find everything you need to know. Thanks, Sean.
Thanks, Gareth.
Awesome. There we go. Time for you to go beyond Bitcoin.
This is cliffcentral.com.